What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for this morning's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the local news in the Republic of Panama. The Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, confirmed on Wednesday that Panama is facing a sixth wave of COVID-19 as an increase in the positivity of cases has been registered in recent weeks. Since the country reported the first contagion of the virus in March of 2020, there have been six waves of the pandemic, which is why the authorities reiterate the call to the population to reinforce biosecurity measures. Three of the key indicators of the COVID-19 disease pandemic, hospitalizations, deaths and positivity, increased in the last epidemiological week that runs from November the 6th to the 12th. This is evidenced by the epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health, which details that in the last week it closed with 92 patients hospitalized in the wards and 7 in the intensive care units. The figure is higher than the previous week from October the 30th to the 5th of November, when the number of patients in the wards was 70 and one patient in the intensive care unit. More people announced this November the 16th that they were victims of alleged abuses when they were part of the SOS Children's Villages programs between 1982 and 1992. On August the 3rd, 35 former participants of these programs filed a civil lawsuit against the organization SOS Children Villages International, which is a company based in Austria and whose legal representative is Ingrid Maria Johansson, residing in Austria. However, Rogelio Samudio, lawyer for the victims, stressed that there are another 27 people who allegedly suffered sexual assault and mistreatment, both physically and psychologically, for which reason new complaints will be filed in the coming days. At a press conference, Samudio pointed out that the first 35 complaints were distributed in the 18 civil circuit courts. It is important to point out that some have already been admitted. Others have been ordered corrected, but there are several for which the courts have not ruled, he clarified. In fact, the lawyer asked the courts to rule so that the people affected can see that their cases are advancing, complying with the procedural times. There are 27 recent alleged victims, and new complaints will be filed in the coming days, he said. Magistrate Alfredo Junca is the new president of the Tribunal Electoral. The decision was adopted at noon on Wednesday after a plenary meeting of the institution, an instance made up of judges Junca, Eduardo Valdez Escoffery, and Luis Herrera, the new tenant of the Tribunal Electoral, who this week replaced Heriberto Arruz. In the meeting held in the events room, it was decided by majority that Junca will lead the Tribunal Electoral, while Valdez Escoffery will remain as first vice president and Guerra will be second vice president of that corporation, in charge, among other things, of organizing the general elections on the 5th of May of 2024. The United States Ambassador, Mari Carmen Aponte, arrived in Panama on the morning of this Wednesday to begin her diplomatic mission in the country. It must be remembered that it was on September the 29th the United States Senate confirmed Aponte as ambassador in Panama. Aponte has served as U.S. ambassador to El Salvador and was also the acting assistant secretary of the State Department's Western Hemisphere office. The president of the republic, Laurentino Cortizo, has said that he is confident that Aponte's management will contribute to strengthening the constructive and respectful relations that our countries maintain. The judge, third liquidator of criminal cases, Celia de la Rosa, considered that the evidence contained in Audit No. 40 of 2016 of the Comptroller General of the Republic proves the existence of an alleged unjustified enrichment, and from there were derived money laundering activities by Adolfo Chichi de Obarrio, who served as private secretary to former President Ricardo Martinelli. De Obarrio left Panama at the end of 2014 after Martinelli's term ended. His whereabouts were unknown for several years, and in April of 2021 he was arrested in Italy by the police, who fulfilled an Interpol request issued in 2019, since he was then required by the Panamanian justice system. However, he could not be returned to the country because there is no extradition agreement between the two countries. The former presidential secretary is mentioned in several processes that the anti-corruption prosecutor investigated related to the irregular management of funds assigned to the extinct National Aid Program, the PAN, Rafael Guardiahain, former director of the PAN, who reached a collaboration agreement with the prosecution in several of the cases, assured that Deo Barrio was the person who transmitted the instructions to assign the PAN contracts. The Homicide and Femicide section of the Metropolitan Prosecutor's Office opened an investigation into a double homicide that occurred on the night of Tuesday in Tocumen. In this event, a 26-year-old man and his 5-year-old daughter were killed. This was in the sector known as La Palmita. According to the first field investigation, the criminals entered the residence where both the man and minor were and impacted the man and the girl who were in one of the rooms of the house. The public ministry reported that the prosecutor's office is collecting various indications at the residence, while the national police maintain strong operations in the town of Tocumen in the district of Panama. 1,200 agents, including national and private security, will be assigned to two of the mega-concerts that will take place in Panama in the coming days. These are the artistic presentations of Daddy Yankee and Bad Bunny, which will take place on November the 19th and 22nd, respectively. This is at the Rommel Fernandez Stadium. In a press conference held at the National Police, the implementation of 3 security rings were announced. These will take place in the approach avenues to the Irving Saladino Sports Complex on the premises of these facilities and as part of the review filters with the Rommel Fernandez Juan Diaz Stadium. At the conference, a call was made to people to avoid buying tickets from scalpers as they may be scams. The system for entering the shows? It's not wrong. It is proven worldwide, said David Candanedo, manager of the production company Magic Dreams. As it happened in other countries, resales are taking place at very high prices, and there are people willing to buy them, which is why the authorities have been warned, said Candanedo. Since November the 29th of 2011, when mobile and fixed number portability began in Panama, until last September, a record number of 3 million telephone numbers have been registered that have changed operators in 11 years, according to the National Authority of Public Services. Number portability allows any postpaid or prepaid customer of Cable and Wireless, Tigo, Claro or Digicel telephone companies to change to another operator without losing their telephone number. Of this total number of numbers in number portability, 2,920,000 correspond to cell phones and another 114,321 to landline phones. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the things in the local news, all compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.